Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd or different, which I call a wombat. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. I've got a number of interesting things tonight that are sort of wombatish. They're actually recorded songs, but you'll see. I'm very happy with some of these pieces. There's some of them, a couple of them I've never played on the show before, and I hope you get as much a kick out of them as I do. But we're going to start off with one of my old favorites, Mama's Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. This is country rock with a little shade of Louisiana rhythm in it, I think. But the story is the guy is warning everyone, watch out. Mama hasn't had a drink since 1972, and now she's drinking, so beware. Here we go.
Let's call the police. Mama drunk.
Wake up. Mama's drinking liquor again. Wake up everybody, 'cause mama's drinking liquor again. Wake up, mama's drinking liquor again. She ain't touched that juice since 72. Something gone happened, made her lose her cool. Wake up, everybody. Mama's drinking liquor again. Now wake up. Mama's drinking liquor again. Papa passed out in the shade. Jerry Wayne Dunn brought home a bad grade.
Wake up, Mama's Drinking Liquor Again by King Tyrone. Well, now comes one of my semi-wombats. My son, Paul, is a cruise director, and so he sails the high seas. And sometimes they have specialty cruises where they bring in a particular group of musicians. And this week that's just ending now, on his ship was a musician named Christopher Cross. And I'm a big fan of Christopher Cross. Christopher Cross, the song Sailing is one of my all-time favorite songs, top five out of the thousands of songs that I know. And so I told Paul that, and he recorded it for me at the concert. And it went over well. I think it's just a great recording of Christopher Cross singing Sailing. I want you to imagine that you're on a cruise. You're in a big auditorium. There may be, I'd say, 1,500 people in there. Seats are filled. It's dark. The MC, who's my son, has just announced that the next act will be Christopher Cross. Please welcome Christopher Cross. So there's applause, you know. Then it gets quiet and it's dark. And out on the stage comes the musicians, and they take up their instruments, and they start making this sound. And the audience recognizes it and responds. And then I think they like the experience. I know I did. So this is Sailing, recorded live at a concert on the high seas last week.
Just you wait and see, and you believe.
So that was Sailing, recorded live last week by Christopher Cross. And while we're on that roll, I mentioned my son Paul as a cruise director, and he also performs on the cruises, not so much on the main stage with people like Christopher Cross, but in the parties and things. They have a party band, and so one night they had a pool party when I was on a cruise, and the pool party, the woman in the band started singing Rolling in the Deep, an Adele song cover. Did a nice job, too, I think. I thought it was a good recording. Of course, it's not quite as good as Adele, but still. About halfway through the song, Paul, my son Paul, came in with a male part. Now, I've never heard the song done as a duet, but the two of them sang, and you can hear Paul's voice. He's the man singing. He's singing a high part, but still. Anyway, this is my son Paul singing Rolling in the Deep. He's accompanying the lead singer, a woman, who's singing with the band that's playing at the pool party. And I had a little digital recorder, which I stuck out and sat up on the bandstand. That's where I got this music from. So here we go, Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
That was Paul Baia singing Rolling in the Deep, actually accompanying the lead singer on Rolling in the Deep. Now we're going to go for some more traditional songs, the kind I usually play. Next one is the Everly Brothers. All I Have to Do is Dream. The Everly Brothers were just, in my childhood, my growing up, my teenage years, one of the best groups ever. And I love their harmony. I love their songs. They had a lot of songs, but there were four or five, and this is one of them, that I just thought were great. So here comes one of my favorite, All I Have to Do is Dream, by the Everly Brothers.
Dream. My arms when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream, 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 dream when I feel blue in the night.
That was the Everly Brothers singing All I Have to Do is Dream. Now comes another classic. This is Willie Nelson, one of the greatest country voices that of my generation. And this one's a psychological statement. Mamas don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. And I think it says something to the Americans. I grew up seeing Western movies every Saturday afternoon, often a double feature. And also radio shows, and I was brainwashed, and I think a lot of Americans were, and we grew up to be cowboys, well, a little bit, and this is a song saying, watch out, that's a dangerous trip to take. Willie Nelson, Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them. Make 'em be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold, and they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star bell buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings, little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like, them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Willie Nelson. Well, we have one more kind of traditional song, and then we're going to go off into some other strange things. But this one is Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. Now, a lot of the songs I play are ones that I say are either for leavers or leavees, you know. Either somebody's been left behind. Those are the most common ones. Brokenhearted, complaining, and I've got one of those on later today. And then the other ones are the people who are happy and falling in love, you know, or else they just left someone. Anyway, this one is neither of those, and nor was the last one. So it's interesting. This one is called Free and Easy Down the Road to Go. It's a state of mind. It's where I would like to be. This has something to do with celebrating most joyously our being here at all. So I think Dierks Bentley in this song is doing just that.
Sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Spotlight. Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. Down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Free and easy down the road I go by Dierks Bentley. And I want to do that. That's the way I'd like to be. Well, here comes one of my wombat-like things. I won't give you all the detail, but I was at a conference, a three-day conference on an island 10 miles off of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Star Island. And at night they had a talent show. And anyone who wanted could get up and perform. And one of the students who was working there for the summer, they call them pelicans, the students that work there, got up and did this song, and I was just captured by it. Now, he did it solo, all by himself up there on the stage, but he had the audience singing with him, and since I had the microphone, I was recording it on my little digital recorder, my voice is in there, plus my wife's voice, plus anybody around me. My son Paul is a singer. He was sitting there, so there are a lot of voices in there, but the main voice is the singer. And this thing, it's different from anything I'd ever heard, kind of. And I got a big, big kick out of it. And I'm happy to play it on the show. It's called John the Revelator. And it starts off a little strange, and it stays strange.
This song is John the Revelator. It's an old gospel blues song. It's a lot more fun if people sing along, so I'm going to tell you the hook beforehand. And then once you got the tune, please sing along. It's, who's that writing, John the Revelator? Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who is that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. Okay.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals. John the Revelator, who's that writing?
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. And I don't even know the performer's name. He was a student who was working there that summer. Well, it's time to take a break and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. We're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. Or if you're on the radio around here, it's 90.7. And the show comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love, which I'm doing tonight. And here comes another one. Now, the week that I was at Star Island and heard John the Revelator, I'd been at a music week the previous week. And at the end of the week, they have a campers concert where all of the people who'd been to the camp, the non-professionals, could get together and perform. And you never know what you're going to get. You get some great things. And the next song, a woman came out, and she had a fiddler with her and a guitar player. She may play the guitar. And she sang this really simple song. And you have to listen closely to kind of figure out what's going on. But I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. I loved her performance. And I recorded it. So I'm going to play it back for you. It's not a great recording. You have to listen closely, and I'll push the volume up a little bit. But, so, it's called, I think the title is, Who Knows What a Love Song Can Do? And do we know what a love song can do? Well, here's the song tells one of the things a love song can do.
Into the ballroom, just a crazy old man. His eyes seem to blaze in the light. Just some old hawker, to judge by his rags, coming from the cold of the night. The whole room was dancing, they paid him no mind, as he went to the bar and said, please be so kind. And the music kept playing in the back of his mind. Don't tell him what a love song will do. As the queen of the ballroom sang a favorite song, he stood with a glass in his hand. He was weary of living days of his life, and tonight was the last he could stand. He shut out the future, he shut out the past, and even the present was running out fast. As said, make this the last. No telling what a love song will do. And she started to sing for the very last time. He trembled as he stood there alone. And the pain he'd been holding inside for so long just fell from his heart and was gone. It was only a love song, simple and clear, but he bowed as he bent him with every last tear. He cried from relief, he cried half from fear. No telling what a love song will do. Still glitters and shines each night at the old kindness stage. Maybe it's something they've fooled in the wine, but her beauty refuses to fade. I hear she got married to a stranger, they say. Just a crazy old man came passing one day. And the whole town still dances and the music still plays. No telling what a love song will do. No telling what a love song will do.
Well, no telling what a love song can do. Next comes something else odd. Recently watched a movie on Netflix. It was Hunt for the Wilder People, set in New Zealand. I enjoyed it. Not a great movie, but a fun movie. But they had some wonderful songs in it. And each time I'd hear one, I'd find out what it is. And I use Shazam to find out. So this is one of the ones. This is a recording. It's a Christmas song. To us, it's a Christmas song. It's actually in Ukrainian. And I don't know if it's a Christmas song there. But its name is, I can't pronounce it, Shedryk. Spelled Shedryk. And this is by the Bolshoi children. The children of the Bolshoi Ballet, I guess. And I looked it up in a video. There were hundreds, I mean literally hundreds of kids. And this is the boys' choir. And they sing this together. So you'll recognize the tune. But it's a particularly unique arrangement, shall we call it, of it. So this is Shedryk. And then you'll recognize it as the Carol of the Bells. Short and sweet and intense. That was Shedryk by the Children of the Bolshoi. Now we're back to traditional country music, one of my favorites. This is Already Gone by Sugarland. And so often in life when the transition is coming up, we think we're entering into the transition and then a little while realize, hey, you know, this transition's already passed. I thought maybe this relationship was over, and now I realize it was over a long time ago. Or I'm leaving this place, but I realize in many ways I left a month ago. So that's what this song is about, that kind of thing. And it's called Already Gone, performed by Sugarland.
Change of holding my hand me down Mercury, ready to roll. She knew that I had to go and hang out, make lots of noise, and lay out late with a boy, make the mistakes that she made, 'cause she knew all along I was already gone. stabbed me the first time he laughed. All my friends tried to warn me the day that we met. Girl, don't you lose your heart yet. But his dark eyes dared me with danger, and sparks fly like flame to a vapor. Fire in his touch burning me up, but still I held on, 'cause I was already gone. I was already gone. I was already gone. Life is a runaway train you can't wait to jump on. Last time I saw him, we packed up my things, and he smiled like the first time. He told me his name, and we cried with each other. We split the blame for the parts that we couldn't change. Pictures, dishes, and socks, it's our whole life.
Already Gone by Sugarland. Well, next up is, I like, you know, the songs that hit me just hit me, and I don't really know why, but often the words seem important to me. I have a suspicion that it's really the harmony and the rhythm and all that gets me, and then I look for the words. But sometimes the words seem important. This one's one of those. Farther to Fall. And the idea is that you're walking along a railroad track, and then you walk over a trestle over a deep drop into the water or a canyon or something. And really, it's no harder to walk on the track over the canyon than it is when you're over land, except there's so much further to fall. And sometimes life is like that. Things are relatively easy, except the cost of failing has suddenly gone up tremendously. And that happens. And this song tells a story about that. So this is Farther to Fall by David Wilcox.
Walking on the railroad rails, leaning into one another, balancing so we won't fail into time as friends and lovers. We're still holding hands past the place I quit before. On this high trestle span, distance down is what we must ignore. Balance is no harder after all. Out across this bridge so tall. Balance is no harder. It's just that you got farther. Now you just got farther far.
Farther to Fall by David Wilcox. Last song for the night is an Australian group, Savage Garden. And the song is I Knew I Loved You. And I think the harmonies in this are just really transcendent. I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance to play for you songs I love. And some of the resources I use tonight, I've got more things from the same resources. More things from Paul's Cruise. More things from the week where I heard other people perform and recorded them. So look forward to that. I am. I'm going to take a minute and share a fantasy with you. I'm a programmer, so I've recently learned how to write some programs for the World Wide Web, and I've written a little application that's sort of like email, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere, although maybe kids who don't use email yet might use it. However, I have fantasies of becoming a billionaire, so stay with me. In the meantime, let's just enjoy life. Let's celebrate. So here we go. It's time for my final message, which I give you every week. And every week I give you the same message. I want you to join me, or do it on your own, in one thing. Please celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.